I hate playing this east-west divide, but the divide is real, and it's very clear from a recent map that was released that shows the huge infrastructure deficit, particularly in rail, that is west of the Ban. The Strabane and Oma area, which is the areas that I am focused on, that I represent, have been entirely neglected and underinvested in for a long number of years. If the department can increase investment or invest generally in other areas, such as Mid Ulster and Dungannon and places that you've mentioned, then it's high time that those extensions came as far as Strabane and Oma. And anyone that recalls this will remember that Strabane was a booming town, a market town that had great infrastructure and paid through rail, and people travelled from near and far on those trains to get to this area. Those were taken away with the promise of new roads. The roads haven't come. But times have changed. The economy now has benefited hugely from investment in network rail services. I want to see that happen, and I can tell you today I have mounted that challenge to the department and across Northern Ireland. It's time that we had good rail in our local area.
On the one hand, it's just 14 miles. On the other hand, it's potentially 14 miles of compulsory purchases and very expensive track laying. And the argument from government is quite likely to be it's a very good idea, it would be very welcome, but it's just not cost effective and the cost is prohibitive. Do you buy that?
No, I don't. It's actually been proven now that investment in railway services is much cheaper than roads and maintaining roads in the long term, and also much more efficient, and also brings in more investment to the economy, and that has been proven time and time again. I don't buy excuses that it just isn't financially viable. That is an excuse to justify the neglect of the West that has happened for a long number of years. Now is the time for MLAs, for councillors and MPs to stand up and stand together and demand that we get what is rightfully and suitably here in the west of the Ban, and that is good quality rail services. I can tell you that this is something that I have started, and this is something that I will finish. Should it take me now between 9 and 10 years or 20 years to do it, I want to see the return of rail here in Strabane and Oma, Fermanagh and further afield. And I think it is very doable. It would be a huge investment by the department, but something I think would bring huge economic returns for the entirety of Northern Ireland. And people must remember, Northern Ireland is 6 counties. It's 18 constituencies. The potential of this place could be endless if we had the vision to deliver things, particularly around infrastructure, and rail is a massive, massive strand in that.